down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
You guys.
All right.
I don't know their names.
Bees Sisters, is that what we're going to call
it? Yes!
That's what we should be calling it. I love that the most.
Yeah. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL podcast, playoff edition. Yeah, we made it to the playoffs. I don't know how the last 2 months have flown by so quickly, but they have. We had wind, we had rain, but we had really not much of that on the first day of the playoffs. But what we did have was a boring, chalky playoff. It's like the opposite of what usually happens. I mean, what do we have here?
D2 was exciting.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute. Don't worry about that. I'm sure somebody has something to say. Because he had to, you know, be a little quiet all fucking year.
He'll get his chance.
But yeah, and then you know, D5 was exciting. So we have somebody else who can tell us about that in a minute too. But I'm really excited. But yeah, how boring was it when it was like 1 o'clock and we're like, I think every favorite won.
Everyone, yep.
And I was like, this is like the least cool thing that's ever happened.
Yep.
And I was like, great, Jeff, you ruined the league.
That's it.
The Topper leaves, and now everybody who's just supposed to win does. Way to go. Jerk. All right, so anyway, everybody here has been here before. It's spectacular. It's exciting because we don't have to listen to origin stories. As always, Jeff Kroll is here. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Joe.
All right, cool. That's all we need out of you. Becca's actually here this time. She's actually doing her fucking job this week.
Hey.
She's about to start listing men, by the way, and ranking men. More on that in
we'll
a bit.
We'll get into that.
Stay tuned.
Dorian and I.
And her Sherpa for this. Doreen is here.
I'll be your guide for the evening.
Oh, come on. It's going to take one longer than an evening.
You don't know how I work.
I guess not. All right. I just love to sell tickets. I don't know. We'll figure it out. And then last but not least... He's been here before. He finally won a fucking game. B, hello.
Finally.
Finally as well. Finally. You were winning in Breakfast Club, so there was that.
I mean, that's Breakfast Club, but that's not a draft. That's not the original team I've been on. Breakfast Club is a draft, so there's a bunch of all-stars on every team.
This time. Oh, he's so mad right now. Yeah, but some people just tend to draft better than others, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So, B, since you're the one talking, Practice Squad was ass this year. It was not your best season. Tell me about it. What happened, man? What was going on? Is it just the jump to D2?
Like, yeah, it was mainly the jump, trying to figure things out defensively and offensively. And just put things together. I tell the team all the time, like, I knew Renee told me just always play freely. When I play freely, I'm locked in. Mm-hmm. I do what I'm supposed to do. So Renee gave advice, and the defense finally showed up. They did what they're supposed to do. They did it all year. They got it together. They communicated, and they made it happen.
We'll get into that in a second. It's not 2 o'clock yet, B. Like, relax. But during the regular season, so what? Like, I mean, if I remember correctly, and I can't remember anything because my brain is just a bowl of mashed potatoes at this stage. The beginning of the season, you guys were missing. You were losing by like a point, like a score, right at the end. And then it seems you started like getting progressively worse and losing by more. Was that because you were in your own head? Because like you said, you weren't playing freely, so you're probably so stressed out over the close losses that you just, I guess,
I was trying to play. I couldn't make no mistake. That's how I was playing.
Yeah.
I was too much, you can't do this, you can't do that. You have to make sure you hit the target here, hit the target here. Don't wait. But she said, B, stop getting in your head. Pray freely.
That's fair. And you guys, did you pick anybody up for this year? You only lost Jamie, right?
Yeah, we only lost Jamie. I picked up my cousin JJ, but with him having his baby and everything, he couldn't be committed.
Kids ruin everything, I know. So. Jeff.
Just ask Doreen. I mean, she's got kids.
No comment.
No comments. There you go.
Kids definitely did not ruin Doreen. She's always been this way. But, yeah, all right. So, Brad is going to have a rough go of it. But, hey, I mean, again, we'll get into your game where you can have your moment, and I can't wait to hear it. There's apparently a theme to this podcast that I didn't really recognize, though, because we have another person who's been in the league for, I don't know, since it started, right?
25 years.
Right. And here you are playing on Team TMA, which is new to you, right? This is the first time you've been on it.
Correct.
And they are another team, like Practice Squad, that's usually in the mix for everything in the regular season, just didn't go how it went. You guys won your first two games and then just kept losing, right?
Yeah.
What the hell happened? What was? Tell me about the season before we get into excitement.
Sure. I mean, I will say this. They're doing great for a team that did lose a couple of their, you know, main people.
Yeah, I know. Everybody over 5'8", I believe, right?
Yeah. and you can tell they're close, too. They're a good team to play for. They're the kindest people. So I was kind of like, I'm surprised that you guys recommended me.
People think you're nice. People think you're nice. They don't know.
I know, right? And Val was like all excited because she even said to me, she's like, we needed a little bit of, you know, spirit and fire. And I was like, those are the nicest ways anybody's ever said bitch. You know, like, we just need some fire. And so, and I was kind of calm throughout the entire season. But so yeah, they had new people and it was always by like, honestly, like a point to 6 points. Like it would, there was like one game I remember being a blowout, but all of them were really close. They've got really good players and they're all so nice too. So I really like playing for them. But this was interesting because I didn't see this coming.
I don't think
anybody saw it coming.
Oh, I can't wait till we get to 1 o'clock. Cause it was, I watched a lot of that game. You guys were awesome. I can't wait to get into that. Becca, you're here. Hey.
Hey.
You have anything that you want to talk about?
No, I just have my notes that I'll read later on.
Oh, I can't fucking wait for that. But honestly, again, the best part about having people who have been here before is that we don't have to get into the how'd you get in the league thing. So, oh, thank God. Why don't you read the scores for 9 o'clock, and we'll casually talk about those for a minute.
All right, Breakfast Club. We got BDSM at 31 against the Ash Slinging Slashers, 14. And then we got Steph Infection, 43, against Homosexuals, 30.
All right, Becky, you're up. BDSM with another win. You guys finished first in the regular season. You kind of just easily won. This one doesn't look like it was too hard for you, but why don't you tell me about it?
Sorry, I just got my notes out.
Teacher notes.
So a lot of their players actually didn't show up, and they started with 5 on the field. And
that
then
sucks.
Jenna showed up maybe like second. Throw down. Yeah. Throw down. John was just kind of waiting out his 30 seconds each time. But we did obviously win. First half, we were a little bit shaky, but then we kind of all got it together. Few missed balls on our end, and myself included, we had a few missed touchdowns. So it could have been a higher score. Just saying.
We could have done better.
Could have done better. But it also helped because Talia always shows up like at the second half or as soon as we're done with the game at 10. And she showed up at like 8:50.
What?
I know.
Did somebody like fuck with her clocks at home?
No, we made her set alarms. We're like, hey, where you need to set your alarm clocks. But she showed up, which was amazing, and hopefully that gets her in the mood to show up at that time next week also. Because I won't be there and we kinda need her.
Wait, you're bailing on your team for the championship?
I have a wedding to go to.
Where is it?
In Rhode Island.
Oh yeah, that's a good reason.
Yeah, I can't.
I can call in a bomb threat.
Oh, there's that fire we were looking for.
It might be worth it.
Spirits. There's that spirit.
Might be worth it. Sean had a good arm. What really helped was in the first half, Spen had a pick like right down at their TD or at their end zone, and he ran it all the way up like halfway through the field and almost to the other side, and we got to start with, you know, 6th place from that position, which helped. And I think we had another pick, but that one was the big one. John came close to almost a few picks, but he didn't get any of them. I know last game when they played Jenna's team, I was subbing for them, and John had like 4 picks that game.
Right.
So he didn't get any this time against us. And then, hold on, I went off my notes. The second half, we like just showed up the second half. We kind of go back and forth in the first half. Second half, we just showed up, and that's when we got all our touchdowns. That's where we were alive. We all had our coffee. I don't drink coffee, but like everyone else had their coffee, and everyone else was energetic at that point. And we just got in a rhythm, and we tried out a few new plays, and it worked with 3 girls on the field also. So that
was
awesome.
Be scouting, by the way. You're giving away your game plan for next
year. Mm-hmm. Well, it was random. I can't even tell you what it was. It was like just random stuff.
I go rabbit ears. Rabbit ears. Go ahead and talk.
But I mean that's what I got. So hope we win against Steph's team next week because I know that's who we were playing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she doesn't need to win 3 in a row. That's my
only
thing.
Well, you're talking a little bit more shit than that if you're going to get into it right now. We're talking a lot of shit about Stephanie right before we hit record. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to her?
Oh, I love Stephanie. But she needs to be a little humbled.
Okay.
So she keeps bringing it up to me that she won two in a row. And then when I kind of go, hey, like, my team's pretty awesome this year. Like, you know, you're going to have a fight. Like, we're going to win. And she's like, well, I won person of the year. And I'm like, Stephanie, like, I get it. You're awesome. I love you. You're amazing. But, like, you... we gotta win. it brings out the fire in me every time that she says that.
Well, nothing humbles somebody quite like BDS, so I think you'll be okay. perverts, all of you.
All of us.
So, B, after Becca just talked shit about your team here, Staph Infection 43, Comosexuals, great name, by the way, 30. Tell me about your game, man.
Oh, I can speak to this one.
Were you
too
on this one?
And I have notes as well.
As you,
what?
Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
Tell.
You cheat.
Oh.
Those are my notes.
B is cheating. Okay.
B's cheating and Steph just stacks her damn team. So.
The best part is
people
can't, like, because they're obviously listening, so they can't see that you picked up a fake piece of paper.
You cheat.
You wrote down, you cheat.
We played great. Defense played excellent. Steph thought to draft a great team.
I hear.
And you should know better when you say... You get playoff B. You got playoff B indoors. You know how I get.
Yeah. I know how you play, though, too. I'm going to be texting my team.
Go ahead. They all know how I play. But anyway, it was a great game, though. I got to give credit to our defense. And Scott, Derek, Stoner had a big play, a couple of them. Oh, man. Rachel, Katie, of course. Steph made a couple of big, huge plays. Big. Sal. If Sal could just stop.
Dorine's talking shit.
If able to stay up while he's running and catch the ball and run, it'd be great. Every time he catches the ball, he ends up falling. So he just goes down automatically for some reason. I don't understand. But it was a great game. And I'll give credit to Steph. She drafts well. I was the last pick.
I didn't have nothing against your team. I was just right now, right against Steph.
I love it, though.
But it's not when you say you need to be humble. I understand. But if we win the third championship for it, then what?
I think we have to.
Next year. Another season. It's coming harder.
It didn't reflect. Because it was like so much closer.
It was.
And
definitely
then, like,
closer.
Right at the end, we were like, okay.
It was like really, that's what it was. It was so close the whole game. Yeah. It was a shootout. Garrett made a
Garrett
great play. I can't stand him.
I love him. He just
he wasn't supposed to be there.
He
was not supposed to be there.
Never.
Really? I didn't
know
that.
The play we ran, Rachel ran. You were checking Rachel. Rachel ran behind you. When I threw it, Garrett was not there.
Yeah.
So when I let it go, I'm like, that's money. Here come his long arms out of nowhere. Where did you come from? Seriously.
His long arms out of nowhere.
He does turn it up. You don't think he's got speed, and then all of a sudden you're like, what?
Yeah. He turns it up.
Yeah.
It's because he doesn't use it the way he used to. Before he would just
none
do it
of us
every
do,
play.
Joe.
Well, exactly. Well, I never had it, so. However, Garrett's just like calm. Well, now he's at least playing quarterback too, so you only kind of see it when he scrambles. But before, he used to just do that every play, and it's like, oh yeah, and then people kind of forgot. So, good for him on that point. Is there anybody on your team that still you want to like shout out, or is it just like we all kind of suck?
Oh no, I thought we did pretty well considering that we were playing, you know, such a good team. And honestly, I, you know, Garrett keeps his cool, and he always, it's funny because I can hear him screaming on other fields and I'm like, he never does that with us. And I don't know if he's calmer.
It's too early.
Too early. I don't know. But he's always like, he'll come back and be like, oh, okay, well, we'll just shake that one off. And he's very positive and upbeat. So it's nice because you already feel like shit if he dropped a ball or something, you know, but no, I think everybody did a good job. I'm obsessed with Mina. I think she's like the nicest person and she makes these incredible catches, so you
she's
just
really
like
good.
Love her even more.
I'm trying to remember who it was. Somebody on the sidelines on Saturday was talking about her and said she's got, like, since she started, she's gotten like
so much better
just from the get-go, and it's like,
yeah,
it's
she's
just awesome.
She's amazing.
I wish I could remember what it was shouting her out, but the important part is like Nina's getting really good, and that's just awesome, you know.
Yeah, Ricky said he brought her into the league. And I was like, really? Like, recently?
Yeah,
it's
like,
funny
yeah.
because when she came on the podcast and they asked, like, how did you get involved with the league? She cited me as the reason that she came in. So
who's the real one, Jeff?
You'd have to ask Nina. We did that.
I love that. So, yeah, Breakfast Club, the top two teams are playing each other for the championship. Steph goes for her third straight title, which I guess is some sort of weird captain's record, probably.
Probably.
So that's exciting, and it's already bad blood, and you won't even be there. which is a bummer.
I'm pretty upset.
I think we're all upset.
Terrible.
I'm pretty upset.
What do you see through a haymaker and stuff? At 9:52
I'll be expecting someone to video call. Like, you know, if anyone's there and not playing, Doreen.
Nobody's going to be.
If you want a video call at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Just so I can watch it. I'll be in a car. Like, I'll be driving to Rhode Island.
I'll live stream it from back off.
As I gotta watch
as a Sherpa, I should do that.
You should.
Different kind of Sherpa.
She can be multiple.
You're gonna need a bigger notepad for that, though.
Oh yeah, I'll be live streaming all that.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well,
it's not creepy if you're married.
We're on to 10 o'clock.
All right. That's how that transition works.
Like, this is not even 10 o'clock. We're on to D1.
Okay, Sticky Bandits, another cheating team, 45.
I don't have to defend myself.
Against Scared Hitless, 23. Legends, 44, against Gray Hair Don't Care, 29. Losing Streak, 35, against Frodo Swaggin, 16. And Eyes Downtown, 33, against, how do you say it?
Tight Ends in motion.
Okay, 32. That was a fun one. I watched the end of that one.
We actually paused our game.
Yes.
We didn't even start our game. We just
stood there. Yeah.
Like, so we might as well just talk about it since we're here. Eyes Downtown 33, Tight Ends in Motion 32. Do you know exactly what happened?
I know exactly.
Then tell me exactly what happened.
What exactly happened was Tight Ends was, let's see, they were winning by 1 point.
Yep.
Bobby's driving. He throws an interception to Andy Smajera.
Correct.
Andy intercepts it, runs back, pitches it to Margo for a touchdown to go up by 9 points. They're under whatever it is at this point. It's the end of the game. Should have just kneeled it, which probably would have won the game.
Right.
Instead, they score. They give Bobby the ball back with whatever little time is left. Down 9 points. Of course, they go down the field. They have a girl throw. I think it was Emily, but I'm not 100% sure. It was Emily. She throws it for a girl touchdown. They go for two.
Hold
they
on.
Get it to
if
Cody.
I remember right before that, they tried doing that and she
yes.
missed it.
Yep.
And everybody's like, oh, game's over.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We got time.
Yep.
They
yeah,
ran
yeah,
it back.
Yep.
They got set. They quick snap
yep.
with like a second left.
Yep.
And then she threw the touchdown.
Yep.
And didn't she throw the 2-point conversion too?
I think Bobby threw the 2 points to Cody for
yeah,
the for the win.
I
yeah.
just
yeah.
saw the touchdown.
But it was as dramatic as you could be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Because like, going for two for the win, just everything.
Yeah.
And you're right, yeah. So if they would have just kneeled it down, they would just.
I think that, I don't know the timeout situation, but I think that would have ended the game.
Even then, we had it. It was probably only like a
yeah.
minute left, so
yeah.
I'm not sure it was enough time. That's awesome. Wow, what a way to lose. You hate to see that. But shout out to Eyes Downtown and Bobby and then.
You
Emily
just love giving Blaze like another thing to be like all, you know, talkative
to
about.
To be fair, if it helps, I forget he's on that team. And I don't mean that to be
around as much.
I don't mean that to be rude.
Yeah.
I just mean it because like Blaze is more noticeable when he's like running the team and he's like in your face about everything. Like
he's running his mouth a lot.
Is he though?
Oh no, he is.
Okay,
I promise you he is.
Right.
He is.
He's taking credit for every single thing Eyes Downtown does. Don't worry.
Jesus Christ.
That was my play. I told him to do that play.
I told him to do
that. I told him to go for two. I did hear that.
I love all of it. I believe you. Do not worry. All right. Sticky Bandits 45. Scared Hitless 23. Easy peasy.
No, it was a really tight first half. I think we were tied up until maybe a minute before halftime.
Yeah.
So the first half was
that
yeah,
game.
First
that
half.
That
yep,
that
we did, yeah,
yeah.
So the first half of that game was really tight. We knew going in that Jamie Warren was awesome and that she was, you know, that was going to be our priority defensively, was to lock her down. I think she still got two touchdowns on us in
really?
The first half.
Yeah.
I mean, she was awesome.
One
she
was
awesome.
An interception, too. I think, did I see an interception?
Maybe.
I don't know if she
it was,
made
it was
that,
an interception,
she did get an interception
on, I want to say, it was in the first half. It was an interception that
yeah.
made it go tied up me 17-17.
Yeah.
She picked it all. I was like, oh, my.
Yeah.
She just
yep.
grabbed it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great first half. And then after that, we kind of, you know, calmed down and figured things out. And the second half was more Sticky Bandits at that point. But we had our full squad on Saturday for like the first time ever. We literally had 10 guys on the sideline. Four girls.
How many snaps did you play?
Did I play? I think you know how many snaps I played. With the talent that we had, yeah, probably about as much as you. But, I mean, the biggest shout-out, I mean, there was tons of glory to go around for all the guys. We scored 45 points. Mike spread the ball around real well. But I think the biggest standout that we were talking about afterwards is just how, and you know this already with us, but just how unselfish a lot of these guys are. Like, we
right.
had Coach Jay there. Who, you know, he was always kind of our sub this session when we mm-hmm. needed a guy. So he's there on the sideline like, hey, you know, I'll go in if you need me. If not, then I won't. We put him in there like twice to rush the quarterback and knock down like
just
a sixth
huge.
Ball. Yeah, just to be, you know, to be Jay.
The old
be a tall band. Athlete. Exactly, yeah. So just a big credit to, you know, the people that are willing to, you know, they're great athletes. They could play every snap on other teams, but they're willing to give up a little playing time for us.
Does Coach Jay have a Sticky Bandit shirt?
No, he doesn't have. He was a late add
to
the team.
What are you guys doing here?
Well, what happened was we didn't add him until what's May 4th.
Everybody
I think,
gets a shirt instantaneously.
At this point, he's earned a shirt. Yeah, I mean, that's, we didn't know how much we were going to use him at all this session when we put him on the roster. So he played the 1 week, and then we needed him again.
There are people
and needed
that
him
have
again.
Sticky managers that have played less than that.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, Mike and Sydney, the bartenders here, have played zero snaps for us. They've got their
zero.
Sticky shirts.
You gotta trot them out. Yeah. Next season.
But no, it was an awesome game. Just really exciting, and Scared Hitless played a lot better than when we played him the first time in the season. So, still a scary team to play against.
Speaking of teams that didn't start off too well, the Legends were also in that boat. I believe they got down 16-0 very, very quickly to Gray Hair Don't Care. But then they ended up scoring, I think it was 36 unanswered points, something crazy like
something
that.
Like
maybe
that.
It wasn't unanswered, but either way, they figured it out as well. And there was the first play of the game that I saw there, Gray Hair had 6-0 at on their side of the field, and it was one of those, we just got to try and throw it up for a touchdown. And I had heard that Legends wasn't playing too well, earlier. And so the ball comes flying in, and it goes right to where Travis and Baccio are standing. And they both jump up, and Travis spikes the ball down while Baccio's trying to pick it. And instead, Travis spikes it off of Baccio's, I want to say head or body, and it goes fluttering, and it's going right to a girl she's 100% going to catch this, and it's going to be a gender touchdown. And you're like, if this is already a close game, this is going to make it even more interesting. And instead of in the time that's falling to this girl's hands, and there's nobody around her, Nick Voss comes flying out of the pile. And he Superman dives to try to catch the ball. And essentially all he really achieved was knocking the ball away from her and probably stealing a touchdown from his own team. And you're like, oh, if that's what's happening to them, I bet you're just going to walk in. And that's when you found out they were already up, that they blew a lead and all that stuff. And it was that would have been one of the fucking greatest plays. just to see Travis volleyball spiking it off of Baccio and a girl catches a touchdown would have been insane. But yeah, that's just how it went in the second half for them. So it's kind of almost a mirror image of your game. Started off slow, figured it out.
Sure.
Win. What are you going to do? And then losing streak 35, Frodo Swaggin 16. Did any of you catch any of this? Because there wasn't much to watch.
No.
Losing streak kind of did whatever they wanted to do against Frodo. Garrett did some throws. It just wasn't their day. I think they really hurt themselves by beating losing streak 2-3 weeks ago, whatever it was. So now that was just they were on their radar and they didn't have the horses. It didn't work out for them this time. What are you gonna do? Yeah, but only the only real end to end blowout, obviously. So. Kind of crazy. But let's move on to Division 3.
Okay, we had the Jabronis, 34, over Vaspian, 32. Can't Touch This, 47, over Degeneration Sexy, 20. Bullet Club, 29, over Let's Get Wrecked, 22. And Wanderers, 40, over Itches and O's, 23.
All right, first off, B, did you ref any other games?
Jabronis and Vaspian.
I thought you were. Well, that game is really good, so why don't you tell me about it?
It was... Jabroni started out slow, which I don't know. I didn't even know they started out real slow.
Yeah.
And Vaspian was taking shots. They was taking advantage.
They were going for it.
Yeah, they was going for it. Drew made a hell of a catch.
Yeah,
it bounced off his hands, and he ended up grabbing it in one hand and ended up stretching out and getting at least 1 foot down. That's a touchdown. And that was the momentum right there, but then he hurt his hamstring. He hurt his hamstring, and that changed everything. It really did.
Did Vaspian have the lead at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It changed everything because then Milano started hitting everybody. He was just missing in the first half, just like a little bit.
Dialed it in.
Then second half, they dialed it in, and it was just on fire. Vaspian got himself into trouble with a lot of 6-0s past midfield, so... And Brian has to throw it up. That's kind of, when there's no Drew, it kind of hurts.
Because he's the guy you'd be throwing at.
Yeah, it kind of hurt them. But the Vaspian played great. It's just Drew going down, that changed everything.
How did it come down to anything at the end?
I don't think so.
I know you had a long day, it's fine.
No, actually it didn't because they scored late. Vaspian scored late to get it within two.
Like you made a finger. Is
no,
there
I
notes?
Just I Joe Miano texted me, so right. I have a little thing from Joe Miano.
Everything B just said. I hope.
No. It's kind of what he said.
kind of what I said.
Hooray, B, your brain still works.
Yes.
Vaspian took the lead earlier, up 12 at one point. Mike McKendrick from Jabronis got a goal line interception and ran it all the way back to the. All the way back to the 1 yard line on their side, obviously, which turned the game around, and that was the game changer for them. And then Jabronis just kept scoring and took the lead late, but Vaspian scored at the end. But Jabronis stopped the conversion and then ran down the clock. So that's the end.
That would do it. Okay, on the other game.
It's basically what happened.
Basically. I mean, the other games were out there. So Can't Touch This 47 to Generation Sexy 20. Not too much to talk about here. Can't Touch This had Anthony Battaglia showed up for, was it the first time this season?
Don't know.
He showed up during the season.
He hasn't been here enough for me to notice. Yeah.
But he definitely makes it, he definitely makes a difference for them because, you know, they love throwing the ball deep and he's very good at, you know, doing everything. So Can't Touch This kind of played their game. Their girls were making great catches. Ryan was chucking the ball everywhere. It's a typical Can't Touch This victory. What are you going to do? Like, they just all of them make plays. Good for them. They move on. And then lastly, over here, before we get into our little game here, Wanderers 40, Itches and O's 23. I only saw the last drive. The Wanderers were driving. They were leading, obviously. And if they scored a touchdown, it was kind of a wrap. So I think it was on 6-0. Frank was scrambling out, and I want to say her name's Marley. Am I wrong on that? It doesn't matter. But she made, well, it does matter because she made an awesome play. Her, like, Riley was covering her. She was going right along the goal line. Frank threw it to her, and just as the ball was getting to her, their feet got tangled. It wasn't like a on-purpose thing or anything, but essentially her feet got wiped out from in front of her. And as the ball was hitting her hand, so, like, she's, like, going, she's basically, like, sideways in the air, but now her feet are outside of the end zone. So she caught the ball while she was falling, and still, I don't know if she meant to do this, but it looked like it. She moved the ball so that the ball was in the end zone, and then when she hit the ground, the ball was in the end zone, touchdown, and because it was, they put it out of reach, like I said, they were up however many, it doesn't matter. Point is, that was the end of the game, so they just called it there, but it was like a fucking awesome catch, and like, it was really cool, like it was a sweet play to like end a playoff game like that, so shout out to her for that. So Bullet Club 29, Let's Get Wrecked 22. Apparently we're going to go Festivus here because we have gripes to be held or be given. So girls, please, you have the floor.
Who would you like to go first,
Tori? I'll jump in whenever. I'm still pissed off about
I'll just read my notes then.
Okay.
There is a few questionable ref calls.
Wait, here's my note.
The right call. I will say that the right calls were made.
Screw the ref.
Well, that answered any question about that.
Done.
There you go.
What did you say?
I will say that the right calls were made, technically.
No. I'm not.
Well, you were tagged, but go on. Continue.
Without the ball in
my
hand.
Yes, after the possession. Keep going.
Keep going through your notes, Becca.
Go through the notes, Becca. I want to hear.
I think that significantly affected the game, the ref calls. A little controversy between the refs, too, like with our team and everything, like with Ricky. Mm-hmm. And when the flag was thrown, they were just like fun bantering back and forth, and
the ref took it seriously and gave us a 5-yard penalty, and it was already like four or something. Four down,
they were already down at the 10 or 15 yard line, mm-hmm. and they just got closer to the end zone. However, the game itself went back and forth, I believe, and we lost due to, I believe, our defense. There was a few slips at the short 10 yard line. And that's kind of like where we lost our defensive plays and everything. We had them with the long balls. We had our girls tight. Their girls were insanely good, but we also covered them very well. And we did get a few blocks in there. This left the team able to run up the field more for them, though, because they got all those short plays. Because our defense was just knocking down the balls. So they just kind of crept up the field each time. And we couldn't catch deep balls because who is that one guy? They're really tall
Pete.
Guy.
Pete.
Gotta be Pete.
Nick.
We had a lot of really tall guys.
Yeah, it was.
He had the shades on.
Insane.
He had the shades on, the hat backwards.
Every time Alex would throw a deep ball, he'd just like out of nowhere. Like he would just whack the ball down.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's insane.
They were throwing it to Baker. It was when you guys were in our zone and he just jumped the route and jumped right in front of him. It was an awesome pick. That came right after the one where Jess made a really nice pick, but it didn't matter because Steph got in too quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, it was there's your ref call the other way where he called her too fast. And it's like, just as Jess is picking it up, you're seeing, like, the pink flag flutter in front of it to hit the ground. You're like, God damn it. There's nothing you can do about it. It is what it is.
No. She did get 2 sacks, though, didn't she?
Probably.
Steph did.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I have in here, so.
Probably. Yeah, she. No, I remember,
she
I remember
did get
the one
two
for
sacks.
Sure.
She was pretty fast.
Alex
was kind of hesitant, and he just stopped. And
Alex isn't known for being fleet of foot, so there's, you know, Jevil, you've seen this a million times. This is one where, like, Alex can already see the play isn't developing, and he already knows he's going to take it, so
stops.
He just kind of just goes,
puts the arm down?
Yep, yeah, that one, so there's one of those. But from my end of things, so our first drive, we walked down the field, and Jeff doesn't look right because he keeps, like, holding his arm and stuff like that, and then he throws, it was a pick, who picked it, Ricky? The first drive. Yeah, so Ricky picked it, returned it. Did you guys pitch it?
He pitched it to me. I ran behind him, so you got that, and then pick eight on the very first drive.
Then you didn't get the conversion.
And then the second drive, he almost picked him off on the second one, too.
And then you could just tell. And I was like, Jeff, what's up with you? Yeah, you guys stopped us on that one. We stopped you. And then I was like, all right, Jeff, your arm's like kind of fucked. Like, what's wrong? And he kind of explained to me on the sideline that whatever's been going on, like when he gets his arm passed probably like here, there's like nerves pinching, and he's just losing feeling
in
his arm.
He was side arming.
Yeah, because he couldn't go over because he'd lose feeling in his arm, and that's why he's like, throws aren't going where they're supposed to be going.
Yeah. So I was rushing and I was putting my hands up, and I thought maybe it was because I was so tall, he was trying to kind of get it around me.
Probably played part of it, but
we did get another interception on that, like a side arm, and I just assumed it was like,
His arm was kind of jacked at that point, and it was like, he was kind of saying, he's like, I really want to play, but we might have to put Langley in, which is literally the whole reason. No, not the whole reason that John Langley's on the team. He plays okay. And he contributes.
Pete. That's the real reason he's on the team.
Pete is my fucking joke, Jeff. Oh. Yeah. Joke, like, but kidding aside, I mean, you know, we're, at this time it was 8-8. Jeff actually ended up throwing a touchdown where Deke made a really nice play, and I think one of your dudes slipped, so Deke ran in and scored. Mm-hmm. And then
you just love Deke coming in just for the playoffs?
That's not true. He played during the regular season.
He did play during the regular season.
But I wasn't there for that week, so it felt like I was.
And if it makes you feel better, he showed up in one of the rain weeks, so he was miserable.
It was May 20th. Yeah. I remember the day.
I love that. Yeah.
I did because I was camping that weekend, and he sent me a message. Yeah. He's like, oh, sure, I come in and you're not here.
Well, I wasn't there for it either, if it helps. Yeah. Like, it was bad. I was like, well, man, you also said you were coming back like three other times. I don't want to hear it, but it's fine. So we scored, and then we got the conversion, and Jeff's just like, as soon as he's releasing the ball, he's like holding his arm. I'm like, you know what? You're screwed up. Screw it. So we switched to John, and John played really, really well. He played pretty awesome. The only bad throw John tried to make was he called a play where Deke went over the top, and he threw it too low, so I don't remember who it was. His name's Saxon. Is that a guy? Saxon. He made the pick at the goal line, and like that was a really nice pick. So John knew he had to get it up. Other than that, like he was on fire. Pete was playing really well. Things were going pretty well.
We just couldn't get things to click offensively too in the second half. Yeah. It felt like we were always kind of pushing as opposed to just
take the 10 yards.
Everyone got heated though after they threw the flag on Ricky.
Yeah.
And then they just couldn't settle down.
About like so, there was a time where somebody was talking to me, and because I wasn't playing because of my calf and all that shit, so I didn't actually see what happened there. And I came back, and Jordan actually came up to me, and I thought he actually did a really good job reffing, like because he's paying attention, everything, etc. But he came up to me, he's like, "Hey, was that flag a bad call?" I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about." I go, "If something just happened, I wasn't here for it. I was doing. I can't remember what it was. It's irrelevant."
Socializing.
No, it was like a question about. I was like, "Oh, somebody wanted a sub that they couldn't have." Jeff will bitch about that later, but.
But trying to figure out who the hottest girl in the league was.
It was one of those.
We'll find out.
But I came back and he asked me. I go, "Well, what happened?" And he goes, he basically said, "You know, somebody ran through somebody else. Said, if you do that again, I'm going to run through you." And like made like a semi-thrust. He's like, and I was like, "I'm
Deke and Ricky. We were messing around."
And I said, "Look, man, I guess you called it on our side. That's cool." I go, "I'm trying to be like as least biased as possible. But if it's two people you don't know." And you don't call it, and then shit happens, then it's on you for not taking control of the runner. So, like, that's just the thing you do. So if you're unsure, I get why he called it. I mean,
I guess what I'll say then is that the other team, especially, like, Deke, should have been like, "Oh, man, no, decline that. We were just messing around," you know. But instead, they were like, "Well, we'll take the 5 yards." And I was like, ew. I just hate that stuff. Because I'm like,
I won't say anything about it because I literally didn't see it, so I can't say shit about it. Yeah. And I don't want to like
smirch my team because we have a game next week. Touchdown taken away too, so it was like two bad calls. Like I don't know, it felt like almost vindictive, but
no,
I won't go that far.
Again, I'll say it again and again. I was standing next to Jordan on that play, and you had the ball and you were tagged. So I don't care what you have to say about bobbling. Mm. You were super tagged, and that's all I'm going to say on that one.
I will fight you on it.
That's fine.
I got a bruise on my arm.
Yeah,
but we did say that.
Because she was holding me.
Shouldn't the backfield judge be the one that takes precedence, though, over that? If the backfield judge calls it a touchdown, and
the
other one is 40.
The body. That's why.
But the ball was
over. Now, let's call. Well, we'll complain about the ref calls, et cetera, because of course we will. But they did stop the clock, talk to each other, said what they saw.
Oh, no, Jordan went over and said, "My call is sticking."
Because
and
he
then
can
he
see the tag,
over.
He could actually
and
see the
play.
And
then he charges a timeout for it.
Is that because it's a challenge, something like that?
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about why.
I don't know what happened. I didn't see that part. Because I saw him and Alex.
That part, I don't know.
Whatever. We'll get over that part. Because I don't know what happened there. But other than that, at least they talked about it, sort of.
Fiery. I can't help it.
That's what I hear. It's your spirit. It's fine.
It is. Go on to the Wanderers game. Did we already talk about that
one? We did.
No, we talked about the one we did. Marley had a nice play at the end there. So, yeah, let's go to, I guess that's it. D4, let's go.
All right. So we got Buffalo Vice 50 over Creekers 30. Cunning Stunts 62 over Cobblestone 22. Puckett All-Stars 40 over Travis Henry's Kids 34. PWI 48 against Baddies 36.
Hold on, this is my favorite part. B, which game did you ref?
Vice and Creekers.
Tell me about it.
Vice just came out and dominated.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. They jumped on Creekers early, and Creekers quarterback, he was talking to me. He's like, what can I do in office? What are we supposed to do? I'm like, listen, I ain't supposed to give you advice, but this is a blow anyway, so I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Like, bro, you can't keep taking shots down the field, not versus this team. Right. Take what they give you.
That's the hardest thing new teams always forget to do. Yep. They're so used to playing like Madden on like semi-easy mode where they can just throw it deep every time. So they're like, oh, we'll blow everybody up. We'll just keep doing that.
I mean, no, he has a good arm. He could do it. But I'm like, bro, they know what you're going to do. You're not trying to throw underneath. You're going deep every single play.
Exactly. So once you get the pattern, it just kind of shuts down. Plus, again, Vice has been awesome all season. Like I said, this is their, seventh win of their nine games. So they've been just really good. But the Greeks scored 30. They're slightly figuring out. Mullet guy was in full effect. He looked awesome, just galloping along the sidelines. Yeah. That dude is awesome, man. He's like spirit animal at this point.
He is. He is so cool too, bro.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He's awesome. What else happened here? Nobody else saw anything, right?
Didn't see any new names.
So I know what I watched. I watched the Puckett game. So we'll just make comments on the other ones quick. Passing while intoxicated, good work for them. The baddies started out hot. I know Mackenzie Neary had like an awesome touchdown because everybody started popping off and freaking out.
I heard that from a distance.
That's the best part about playoffs is that people are watching the games more. So as soon as somebody does something cool, people just extra freak out about it. It's a different atmosphere than a regular season game for sure. So baddies started off hot, but PWI did what they just always seem to do. It's get it together. They're kind of a well-oiled machine at this point. That Buddy's been playing awesome.
Yeah,
like I even asked him to send me like updates of his games, but he did none of that, so fuck him. But it doesn't really matter. Do you have notes on anything, by the way?
Not at 12.
All right, cool. So either way, PWI came out. They just keep making playoffs and winning it and moving up divisions, so good for them. Cunning Suns played Cobblestone. They didn't look too happy. I watched part of the game. The stunts did whatever the hell they wanted to do. There's just nothing you can do.
I could hear a lot of arguing. I could hear them yelling at Daryl from where I was reffing.
Yeah,
I could hear that.
There was some of that. I know. I saw it.
I feel like that happens every week, though.
But that's just part of being like.
It was like extra loud this Saturday for some reason. I'm like, what is that?
It was a nice day. We all got hot. Got heated.
Last game of the season.
Stuff happens.
I get it. It's playoffs. Everything's turned up. It's crazy. So Puckett 40, Travis Henry's Kids 34. This had a fan-fucking-tastic ending. So I was watching the end of it. Puckett has the ball. They're up 6, obviously. It's in the last minute of the game. They have what I believe is 6-0, and they're just trying to run out the clock. So you see the quarterback scrambling. I don't know what his thought process was on this Brett Favre-like throw it across the field thing. Trying to like get the touchdown to ice it, but you threw it right where Pete was, and Pete was already having a day. So Pete Walbrandt makes the pick, jukes somebody out, and just starts sprinting. And it's like, this dude's gonna get the game tying touchdown right on this play with time just about running out. And it's Mike Gels, is it? The dude who used to play on Quinn?
The Quinn guy, yeah.
Yeah, he saw the pick. He was on the other side of the field, and this dude sprinted at, like, an angle to try and cut off Pete, and I cannot believe this dude caught Pete because Pete's fast as fuck. I don't know if Pete didn't see him come, whatever. He makes a tag at what I would say is, like, the 6-yard line just before that. So Travis Henry's Kids sprint out of the field. They get there. I believe they must have had a timeout or something. Yeah. They had enough time to call a hike with, like, a second left. So it was one play to tie the game. They made a play. They threw it to a guy. They're arguing that a shirt was getting tugged, which it probably was because it's playoffs, but it wasn't obvious or egregious enough to really do it. And then the kid knocked the ball down. Puckett wins on that play. But it was really exciting, like, minute. Because there wasn't really much time for them to stop. They sprinted to the line. They got set. I mean, I would assume that either they had a timeout or else they had more than 30 seconds, because you have to assume that 30 seconds was run down, or Puckett just forgot to do that, but I doubt that. So, whatever. The ladies on Puckett, by the way, I don't know who they are and which one's which, but they're friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
These girls are making catches and just juking dudes out, and you're like, nobody knows about you, but they fucking should. They need to come on. If they win, they need to come on the podcast and just talk more about it. It's they're underrated, and that's just those are the type of players that are so good they need to get like more credit for.
We need to do like league happy hours again, like we used to back in the day.
Well, get you can be the together. Committee of this stuff.
Okay.
All right, done. All the right. Green Committee for done. Alcoholics.
We're not giving her a budget.
DCA.
That's a different meeting, but yeah. Okay.
Sorry. My bad. So it was, either way, that was a really cool ending. But again, D4, just like D3 and D1 before, yep. All of the top seeds won, which is exciting and boring. So now it's time to get fun. Let's talk about the 1 o'clock games. D5.
We have Gucci, 37, against TMA, 42. Come From Behind, 14, against Not So Sticky, 33. ILF, 45, against Goatsack, 35. Tater Tots, 29, against Long Balls, 36.
All right, let's talk about the one game nobody saw or did anything for with Long Ball, 36, Tater Tots, 29.
Saw the very end of that game, actually.
Well, so what happened? Let me know.
Yeah, so the very end was Tater Tots had the ball. I think they were. I mean, they must have been out of timeout. So they're driving down the field as the clock is running down to try to score and even this thing. And one of their guys, it looked like one of those like front corner of the end zone type things, where like the guy's trying to get both feet in the end zone because you need them both in the front to count. Didn't he, I think he actually caught the ball but didn't get his feet in or something like that. Maybe the ball came out at the end. It was a very close like bang bang play, and Garrett was right in position to make the call on that. So he's like, no, that's not a touchdown. That's the end of the game. Clock's up. That's so it was so close for Tots in that game. You had to feel bad about the way they ended that.
Yeah, and the last time these two played was I think a 36-36 tie, so they were like
yeah.
right next to almost doing the same thing again and having to go to overtime, which with the way some people were freaking out, I thought there were overtime games happening. It was just like people kept making cool
plays. Yeah, didn't get one overtime game.
That's crazy.
Not that I know of.
You haven't talked too much. So Not So Sticky, 33. Come From Behind, 14. Hi. Well, good game.
Hi.
What the hell happened?
Yeah, wow. So it's funny, actually. So we'll be the first to tell you, Come From Behind is a way better team on the field than we are. This is actually the second time we've upset them in the playoffs in the last calendar year,
I think. That's what Paul said right away as soon as he happens. Why do we keep losing you guys?
It's pretty wild because if you look at our regular season games, they annihilate us.
Yes.
They beat the shit out of us. And so just, you know, full disclosure here, they had a guy that didn't show up, so they ended up playing three girls on defense for the entire game. Ah. So that certainly helped. Rags had an amazing game.
He saved it for playoffs.
Saved it for playoffs. Certainly didn't use much of it in the regular season, but saved it for playoffs. Mike Thomas usually does most of the play calling for us, which, you know, Mike's pretty good at this.
He does okay.
He does okay.
He's all right.
He's all right. So so our offense was pretty good, and our defense, we actually picked off Paul on the first drive and almost again on the second. So just super strong game and, you know, just very exciting against a great team like those guys.
It's funny because I know that Come From Behind still made their plays too, right?
Yeah.
Like, didn't they get interceptions and stuff too, right?
I don't recall interceptions. I mean, I know they had a couple really nice deep balls. And look, they're all just such great athletes, and they have a huge speed advantage over us. I mean, we're just a bunch of, for the most part, old guys that are doing our best not to fall over.
Exactly.
So,
I had turned around, and every time I looked at your game, because I was watching the TMA Gucci game, Come From Behind was just doing something good. And they were always like blown by you guys. I'm like, Not So Sticky. What are you going to do?
I
walked over. I don't remember who was reffing that game. It's irrelevant. But I was like,
it was Joey and Taylor, I think.
Yeah, I was just like, what's the score? I think it was Joey. I was what's the score? It was just like, Not So Sticky's beating the shit. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's the opposite of what my eyes have been showing me. So that was crazy. But.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Paul Lovello gave me my first concussion.
Really?
Yeah. I was standing on the sidelines talking. I wasn't paying attention to the game.
He was tracks.
And he just was running full speed, and this was like 20 years ago, and just railed into me on the sidelines. And I, you know, later that day was like trying to go out to dinner, and I'm like, I'm concussed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to go home.
This isn't good.
He felt so bad.
Yeah, he usually just breaks people's hands with his passes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he's still slinging.
I can't even imagine Paul 20
hour.
Years ago. I mean, he's still such an athlete today.
Nothing
still.
Has come off that ball in 20 years.
Yep.
It's impressive, honestly. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you guys for an upset. But it wasn't even the biggest upset technically in D5.
Yeah, true.
As TMA 42, Gucci 37, during your part of it, you tell me all about it.
Yeah, this was great. I know Gucci only lost once before, and it was to us in the regular season.
Yep, first week of the season, I believe.
Yeah, and we had such a tough season where we were very close on like every game. So we were just as shocked, I think, as anybody was. And really shout out to Gucci, too, because they're, like, they're a nice team to play against. They're not, you know, dirty, and they were keeping their cool. And Kelly's great as a quarterback. I was really impressed. But, yeah, we were just able to get two big interceptions. I think that was the biggest thing, is just being able to stop, because every, you know, scores 8 points. So yep. As long as you stop them and then maybe get one gender of your own, you're good. I had the worst game of my life in this. It was,
that's like 2 million games worth to determine that this is the worst one.
I can honestly say I dropped everything. I just felt like I was just doing awful. But the one thing I will say is I'm the one who recommended Jeff May as quarterback, because you fuckers wouldn't let us have B over here.
We wouldn't let you have B, and I don't apologize.
we'll get
to what he does at 2 o'clock soon, but we were right to deny you this guy.
There's like too much football knowledge, and we're like, well, what does our quarterback have? And Jeff May too, and yeah, Jeff was putting it everywhere, and he had good speed on the ball, and I was getting wide open, but dropped everything. So even with me as a giant deterrent, these guys did such a good job. Webb catches everything.
He's very good.
That's kind of what happened. You guys would get close and you'd step out to try to get a gender touchdown, and then just they're obviously just manning you then, or whatever's happening. And then mm-hmm. It would just get to like fifth or sixth down, and Jeff would just go,
all right, Webb.
So I get thrown to Webb. I think he might have had four touchdowns just be like in those plays. But you guys were finishing drives. Like, I didn't know Jeff was throwing for, like, where was Ryan? Is he hurt or anything? He's just on vacation or something.
No, his kid was in a soccer tournament.
That'll do
so
it.
He had to.
Again, kids ruin everything.
Yeah.
So
I tried to call him the bomb threat. They wouldn't let me. He actually like wanted to be there because he's like a good dad.
Ugh, how dare he?
I know, right?
Disgusting.
Meanwhile, my kids, they come to meet me here so that they see me on Saturdays. My husband shows up. He makes the little one say, "Mommy, when are you coming home?" I was like, "Sunday." You already know.
Sunday, next week.
He learned, my youngest learned fuck from George. He learned that.
He would have learned it from you soon enough.
You think so?
Yes.
You think so? My kid was shocked when I had to explain to him that mommy swears and you just don't hear it, and he does not believe it at all.
Oh, he'll get it later.
He'll get it. Lord have mercy.
And then Denver taught him cocksucker, so that was nice. So Tim's like, I'm not bringing the children to the Rose Garden anymore.
You're like, that's a really good idea. Yeah. I just kind of didn't want you to in the first place.
Stay here. We do have some family-friendly teams. You're just not one of them.
Not one of them. I refuse to be.
Did you were you lunch with them at like noon then?
Yeah.
Because you were extra fired up then.
Yes.
Because that was when I first said like, hey, we're going to do the podcast. So if you wanted to be on it, because you had said something before, and you were like, well, I don't even know if I want to come on it, because if I'm going to lose my next game, I'm going to lose 3 games, I got to talk about it. And I was like, all right. And then you were like, you're just fired up. And then
check me at 2.
To be fair, that's why I looked at you and I said, well, then go win. Like, all right. And then you did, which is fucking awesome. You guys really played well. Jeff was playing excellent. It's the best I've seen him throw in quite some time, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just really, it was just great. You guys were, again, like I said, everybody knows all them great people, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
And like, on both sides of the ball, too.
Yeah, really.
It just came down to that. Yeah, you guys just made the right plays at the right time. Did you even get stopped? I don't even know if you got stopped.
I think if it was, it was only once.
It was once. Yeah, I reffed that game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I figured you reffed that one, but I knew she was here for it, so we didn't.
Yeah, you don't need me. She played in the game.
We're going to talk a lot in a minute, so whatever. But speaking of people who talk a lot, Becca, tell me about the other game. I know you know all about it. Come on.
ILF versus Goat Sack.
Yes. ILF 45, Goat Sack 35. What you got?
Goat Sack was like really good. They threw their girls a bunch, which was kind of a little bit of our downfall, because we thought that they would also throw to their guys, but they just continued to throw to their girls, and their girls are awesome.
Were you playing man or zone?
It just depended. Like, we actually just kept switching it up. Because they could read us, and so like we would do our symbols or whatever, or Andrew would yell at me.
You guys have symbols? I do.
Say,
nobody else has symbols. Bex is out here doing shitty sign language.
No, I do. I don't know if anyone else understands them.
These are great symbols.
Mine's just a little finger.
But like we kind of switched it up.
You call it the door ring.
But yeah, no, they kept just throwing to their girls. Their guys did get a few long balls in that. On our team, though, Jason probably had like the best game of this season, and he just did not drop anything.
Is this the baby?
He had.
Not the baby.
All right, see. Oh.
Bye.
I'll be back.
Okay. Jason had 2 touchdowns. He had 2 picks. Or he had 1 pick. He had two interceptions. No, he had a game-stealing interception. I'm sorry. And then he had two extra points. There we go.
Okay.
And he got it right at the end, and that's really what won us the game. Is like he caught it, and we're like, all right, this is done now. Like you guys, because they drove it all the way down the field, and then Jason caught it right at their end zone, and they're like, nope, it's our ball now. And then there was like 1.5 minutes left.
Yeah,
and
so they're just running it out.
Yeah, yep. But it was a great game. Ethan was doing really good at throwing. We had all four of our girls. All four of them did not miss like a single ball, which was awesome. We had no drops.
Nice.
So it was, I think it was the first time that all four of us actually showed up too, all four girls. So that was pretty awesome. And then, I don't know. I just think in Champions, I won't be here again, but I think it's going to be interesting based on the teams that are left and kind of what we got.
Yeah, I have literally no idea. I mean, I guess you guys are technically the top seed now, but that doesn't mean anything.
We were number four, though, weren't we?
Were you four? I thought you were three.
No, you were the three seed before.
We were three. I thought we
were four. It's 3, 5, 7, and 8, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that from D5. That's really cool. So congrats to all of the winners here. But speaking of winners, let's talk about the 2 o'clock games, which is a D6 game and a D2 game. Kind of our half-ass, play-in games, we're going to call
them?
Yeah,
sure.
That. What you got, Doreen? 2 o'clock.
Free ballers, 0 against the Cheater B practice squad, 39. And Mighty Drunks, 29 against Back That Pass Up, 0. So
I'll get the
shots.
One game out of the way before B goes nuts. Mighty Drunks are really starting to understand how to play football, and they're starting to look really good. I know that Back That Pass Up is kind of figuring things out still, and it hasn't been what we would call a world-beating season. That happens sometimes. But, yeah, Mighty Drunks have been really good. They keep getting better, and we'll see that in the next hour when we talk about their other game. But so shout out to them. But yeah, speaking of shout outs, practice squad 39, free ballers 0. Tell me about it.
Defense played great. Kelly
yeah.
Scored the first 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Literally. Feel bad for my brother Kyle. He tore his other Achilles.
Did you have like 12 Kyles? Which one?
Fiegel. I'm about to get all the Kyles right now, trust
all
me.
All the Kyles.
Fiegel, we scored first drive, and then he makes a great play on like 5-0, picks the ball off, he lands, we go take a step, and he goes down. And I knew instantly what it was.
That sucks.
Then we go drive again, Kelly gets open again, we score again. They drive down, we get a stop at our 1-yard line. That's before. We get a stop. Go down again. Kelly somehow finds the open spot in the middle again.
Somehow. That's another
scores.
400 years of experience
it's
there.
26 nothing going to half. And then they get the ball. And then Kyle Yannick, let me get his
okay.
Right. Kyle Yannick makes a great play for another interception. We go down, and Renee scores now.
Yeah.
So the girls played huge.
Mm-hmm.
And even Kyle German, the next drive, he gets a pick. So they all
the
showed
Kyles.
Up. The
all
defense
the
played
Kyles.
Great.
Who knew?
Kelly, the girls played excellent. Defense played great. Outstanding. But they know the job is not finished. We have a tough challenge Saturday. The job is not finished yet.
No. Playoff B. Were you in that intense hyper-focus mode that you get in and it's all hilarious?
Yeah.
Oh,
let's we need to talk about how intense he was.
Afterwards.
So, no, during the game, I walked up at one point. Just, I wanted to see what the score of the game was. So I go up and B is like prowling the sideline with this furious look on his face.
Yes. Face.
And I look at the face and I'm like, this game is clearly going one way or another. So I asked him, I said, B, what's the score? And he goes, 28-0. And I said, down? And just the fiercest response, he's like, up. So intense, like, oh my God. It's awesome.
Then he comes off the field and we're, already half drunk at our table over there. We're just reliving our nightmare. And he comes up and we're like, ooh, he looks terrified. He's like, are you locked in or something? He's like, I'm stupid locked in.
Playoff B is something else, man.
I was like, I hope that was good
news. That letter up here for him. He gets his own letter in the back room here.
I was always, we come to play all the time, I'm a different person.
So it
I've always been that way since I was little,
well,
for some reason.
If history holds serve, enjoy D1, man. Anyway. No
guarantees, no nothing. We have to worry
about
Saturday.
Gonna do it. You already did the thing with, we know the job's not finished and all that. All right, let's get to 3 o'clock in D6.
We've got Southside 48 over Mighty Drunks 41. 2 Tutties 34 over Pitt Harade 14. Sausage McMuffins 22 over Blitzkrieg 6. Grass Eaters 45 over Balls Deep 43. It's just fun to say.
You got your phone open. Yeah, I've got the Maverick mic update. The Maverick mic minute.
Only at the Rose Garden.
My Maverick mic minute. So Mike actually reffed a couple times on Saturday. He was awesome, by the way. Awesome, he was as good at reffing as he was
Shout out to Mike.
Everything Maverick Mike in life. The guy's incredible. Anyway, here's his update for the Southside Mighty Drunks game. He said, this game was a straight shootout. Of course, my phone stops. There we go. Straight shootout. Teams making plays, and the quarterbacks were scoring at will. It came down to the final drive where Drunks had a chance to tie it up, but they failed with a Hail Mary attempt. Southside just sneaks by, but a win is a win, however it goes. Drunks look like they've improved a lot since the beginning of this season, and I expect them to continue to grow and get better as a team going into the fall. And that's really the story of Mighty Drunk season, right?
Yes,
I mean,
it was.
They struggled so much out of the gate. They looked like, you know, they just weren't playing the same sport as everyone else. And now they look like a team you don't want to play.
No, completely not. Every time I looked over to that, because I was on the field next to it, it was just constant, like, Drunks making plays and fist pumping. I'm like, oh, shit, are they going to do
yeah.
it? Because, like, I didn't know what the score was at all, but Southside didn't look happy. Because
sure.
maybe they underestimated them. They just assumed they were going to dunk on whoever they played because that's just what they've been doing.
And their offense kind of did, right? I mean, they put up a ton of points.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they were still scoring, but there was, all of a sudden they just couldn't stop somebody, which they've been stopping, I guess, pretty much everyone else. So, again, shout out to the Drunks. You know, sometimes they just get the shine even in the loss. Like, what are you going to do? Wrestling style, right?
Absolutely.
Because everything is wrestling.
Everything is wrestling.
Yeah, but shout out Southside. They're just really good. B, did you ref any of these? You probably ref that one, right?
No, actually, Mike took over for me.
Because
Adrian told me he didn't want to ref for me. He didn't want to see my face.
Because you were losing your shit, being awesome.
I wasn't losing my shit. I went to the bar to get something to drink because they were still playing. And then I said, Mike, I don't want to go back. You want to go ref for me?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, sure, B, I got you.
Maverick Mike Monday is coming in the fall.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right. Do we know anything about anything else? You got any notes? Becca's out? All right, cool. So shout out to the Grass Eaters for sneaking one out against Balls Deep. Looked like a high-scoring game. That's pretty good. Good for them. Sausage McMuffins, get back in the win column. I think they, did they go 5-0 and then 0-3 and now they won?
I think so, yeah. So, one of those was a forfeit, but yeah.
That still counts. So I don't know what's up with Blitzkrieg. Not exactly their year after having quite a few good ones over the years. This just wasn't it. This just wasn't the season. So they'll probably retool and figure it out. I hope, because they're great. I mean, they're at the bar and stuff, so I don't know what happened this season. But the McMuffins did what they had to do. Shout out to them. And then last but not least, Pitterade. We took on two tutties. I think it was maybe 3:03 when we realized our quarterback was bailing on us again. So Dave Walter stepped in and played. He's been playing admirably, like Dave, because Dave's quarterback in the league before. Dave's awesome. He did all right. We were missing some people because, whatever, they had shit to do or had to go, like, to bridal showers or golf tournaments, et cetera, et cetera. Plus my calf's kind of fucked, so I didn't want to, like, play it and re-tear it. So we had enough people, and then we run this one play. Nick Bauer, he's a pretty fast guy, so we're like, all right, we're going to run one of those plays where we kind of, because they play man, so we're just like, send him, and Nick can beat his guy. So we just ran, like, basically a sweep, and Dave did a little, like, pitch to him. Boom, he gets half the field, and then the guys come, you know, the defenders catch on, so they're getting right to him. And he goes to, like, make a move instead of going out of bounds or something. As soon as he makes a move, boom, goes down like a ton of bricks. Pretty sure he tore his ACL. So he came into work today after his doctor's appointment. He's got to go get everything checked out. So that was a fucking bummer. So ran here.
Is this Nick or Dave?
This is Nick. Dave's knees are A-OK, except for just the wear and tear. But so we got him some ice, and, like I said, he was up. But because of that, there was nobody else to come in to sub at this point, and we were already walking wounded with my calf and Dave's sister Jen. She, on the last play last week, like, I don't know how she stubbed her toe, but she got it really bad. And she's like, oh, she tried to message me at like 9 o'clock Friday night and said, hey, I don't think I'm gonna play. I go, too bad, we only have two girls, and it's way past the deadline of trying to get somebody, so it's like, you're playing. And she did. She showed up and her toenail was like bleeding still from a week ago. I'm like, oh, that's great.
That
and she did. She toughed it out. She had interceptions. She was playing really good. So, I mean, she still played really well, but still just like, that's how we were playing, just walking wounded and people not showing up. And it was a bummer. And that means nothing in comparison because, like, the Tutties are just awesome people. They played well. Like, everybody on that team made plays. And, you know, we kept it close for a little bit. And then, you know, after the injuries and stuff slowed down, like I said, I had to go out there and I couldn't move too much. I feel bad. Sorry about your shirt, Corey. They were playing one play. I was playing the middle, and I assume he knew my calf was still screwed up, so he was just, like, running by me, and, like, they had already were up a little bit, so I was just screwing with him, and I knew he was going, so I just gave him, like, the Mike Baccio shirt tug as he ran by. It's not my fault they bought cheap shirts, but ripped right in half. it looks like I was trying to take his like appendix out because it's just like this big square right where he goes. And it was just like a little tug, and all of a sudden you just hear rip, and I go, I'm sorry. And then of course he drops the touchdown on top.
Well, that's what he gets for punching John Dean when we were doing a walking football game here the one week.
Sometimes John Dean needs to be punched.
So I felt bad, but, you know, whatever. Other than that little snafu, though, nothing really went wrong for them. They play really, really well. They're good, and they already know that they're moving up to D5, whether they win or lose, so that'll be easy. Yeah. We don't have to tell them otherwise. So it'll be interesting to see how, like, the rest of this playoffs shapes up, because there's some good teams in there, and I think any one of them can win it. Honestly, I think a lot has to go right for the McMuffins, but other than that, I think any of the other three can just absolutely do it. So D6 will also be interesting, because that's what it is. Playoffs are interesting, so we're done with that part. So here's our favorite part of the day. We're going to do winners and losers. We're going to do winners, and B, we're starting with you, because you're in the right spot for it, man. Who's your winner of the week?
Kelly.
Yeah, that's fair.
Easy.
Three touchdowns.
She set the tone.
I was really hoping that you're gonna look back in the eyes and go, Steph, for being a better draft.
I got something for that one.
Okay,
I got
something. Okay, we'll get there.
Well, then I'll pick the loser of the week as Deke for coming back to.
No, you and your winner first.
The winner first.
No, I'm going loser first.
No, spirit and fire.
I'll say the winners. I'll just select like all of TMA actually, because I just, you know, it's nice to see them come together and step up and
get a big win.
Nice team.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice. Well, I guess all the people you would say aren't nice are the ones that aren't playing, right? So, oh, this is the one time you're not going to comment?
What?
Me?
Spirited fire. So, shout out to that. Becca, who you got?
I'm going to have to say the refs. I think this week they dealt with a lot of talk, back talk with the champions, like,
yeah,
and they just
from you.
I mean, I kept apologizing. I was like, listen, I know, you know,
you're like, listen here, motherfucker, I'm so sorry. I can't believe
it. Pretty much. I'm like, I'm so mad, but like, I understand. Like,
I've been like, in your shoes.
But yeah, I have to give it to them, and also Jeff for bringing whistles.
That's long overdue.
They're going to be gone in a week, so there you go.
They'll be gone, but yeah, I just have to give them a little shout out, because I think a lot of them were pissed off this week, and every time that I asked someone what the score was or what the time was, even if it wasn't my team, they would just look at me and be like, I want to go. Like, they were dead. They were like, I don't know why I ref today. So shout out to you guys.
Jeff, who you got?
I got playoff B. So I get to the fields every Saturday. I get there at 8:00 in the morning, and I'm always the second one there because B is already ahead of me.
He doesn't
play until 9:00. He's just sitting in his car.
I leave my house about 7:30. I don't want to be there on Saturday. I'm too amped to play.
Yeah. Like, you know what? Kid, get out of my
life. So I'll leave my wife. Are you leaving? Yep. All right, bye.
7:30 p.m. by the way. The night before.
So I get
all... Do you do the thing where you tell somebody your game's at a certain time and it really isn't? Because I do that thing sometimes.
That's why you play Breakfast Club. Then you always have to be there at night.
No, but I get a lot of chances to talk to B. From 8:00 to 8:30, I just get to catch up with B on football every week. And, you know, we talk a lot about, like, practice squad and, like, all that stuff. And, you know, obviously everybody in the league knows B, one of the nicest guys there is. So I know it was really shitty for them to have an 0-8 season for practice squad. B was really taking a lot of that really personally.
Definitely.
As far as his own role and all that stuff. So just the fact that he could go out there and have a kick-ass playoff performance like that, I can't tell you how happy that makes me. So playoff B is my winner.
Appreciate it.
All right, so let's see. I think I have a couple. First is Dr. Kroll, because she answered my text message at 9:00 in the morning to make sure I got the right size diapers that I owed you. So she nailed me on that. Second is Baby Kroll, because now the scenario exists where she's going to come out right around the time you got to try and win a D1 championship.
Yep.
And I love that that
Believe
is
me, just, I think about
I
that
love
a lot.
That it's in.
Oh, yeah,
so
we talked about that Saturday.
That's my favorite storyline.
It's coming.
God, the streak, will the streak continue?
Yep, that's right. I have 105 consecutive Sticky Bandits games. I haven't missed one since 2019.
And kids
streak,
ruin everything.
The streak may be coming to an end on Saturday. We'll see. We'll see if my daughter allows it to continue.
I love it. So I'm really excited for that, because, oh, man, that'd be so funny. You could stay, right?
Not so much. Not so much.
It takes time.
Yeah, that's what I hear, right? I mean, it doesn't happen right away.
It's not going to come right away. Trust me.
If she does, though, we're making her the loser of the week next week.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Having a child. Yes.
It's all right. She doesn't listen to the podcast, so it's fine.
Not yet.
She'll listen to that one.
Listen to this one. Yeah. Dave Walter for stepping in again and playing really good quarterback when he wasn't fully prepared to do so. He does do a pretty good job with it, so that was cool. And I guess the same thing for John Langley. He gets a lot of shit in the articles and all his other jazz, and usually it's deserved, and I always think it's funny, and I like fucking with him about it, but some metal thing is falling outside, whatever. Fields are exploding. But John came in a tight spot to throw for Bullet Club, and he actually threw pretty well, and then he played against Puckett for Travis Hinchkins, and he played awesome again, too. Like, he was in his own head, he was just, when he's at his best, where he's just making the throws, knowing, trusting himself, and he just looked really good. So shout out to him. That was a big thing for him. So I was proud to see him. I really do kind of wish he threw that touchdown at the end of the game against Puckett, because I guarantee you they would have got that conversion and won. Shame, but ever. Still pretty good. So good on him. He had a really good day. Then that means we're at losers. I don't know why I'm looking at the scores. B, who's your loser of the week?
My loser of the week is Becca for trying to say you need a humble step.
Yeah.
How dare you? I love you, but no.
Becca's a new Iron Sheik.
I feel so uncomfortable being in the middle.
I love Becca. You have never been uncomfortable being in the middle.
Never.
Usually holding the camera.
I didn't say it was against you.
I know, but that's my team. That's my captain.
I
can't let you badmouth my captain now on the podcast.
I'm not badmouthing her. I'm just saying.
Well, you say somebody needs to be humble, and she's going for
Becca
three
people. Becca was talking shit about Renee, too, I'm sure.
Oh, really? You can't just talk about my captain when I'm present.
Let's go.
I respect. I have my teammates do that for me.
Well, they won't, because you're bailing on them.
Yeah, you're definitely bailing on them in the
court. I showed up every game.
Let's see, last time you went to, like, Ireland or some shit.
I went to Italy.
Whatever. Oh. I'm sorry, you still left the country. You're going to Rhode Island.
I know, I always miss Champions League. I don't know why.
We give you the schedule almost a year in advance. Like, don't schedule anything for October 22nd or something.
21st this year.
Don't do that, and you'll be okay. So, Doreen, who do you have for loser of the week?
I won't call Deke on it, but...
Deke, you're loser of the week.
Deke was awesome, too, though. He should have been a winner of the week.
I'll say whoever the person is that only mows the fields didn't mow all around.
The same person who spelled Ramir last week, I'm telling you.
Oh, and three other things on the menu that were incorrect as well.
Chicken.
Like, what in God's name is happening here? Well, yeah,
at least the fields were okay.
Taking you one extra hour to, you know, do the rest
that
of it.
That was amazing. I walked up on the fields and I was just like, oh, they did not do this for this week. And I was like, wait a minute, there's a very clear line here.
Yeah. You would have heard about it from me if I'd gotten there and they were on mode, so.
That's, well, yeah, 8 o'clock there. Fuck him on the law is what would happen.
Yeah.
That's a very good loser of the week. Fuck that guy.
Grumble, grumble.
Or girl, I guess. Becca?
My loser of the week is the girl that sat in a chair right on the fucking sideline and got ran into three times and continued to complain that we were too close to her, but her chair was right on the white line.
Is this a girl that plays in the league or just like a spectator?
I don't think so. I think she was just a spectator. Okay. And then, like, she started it, and then, like, four or five other people with chairs just went right along with her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're gonna get run into, you're going to get run into. If someone gets hurt, this is on you. Like, it's stupid.
But also, like, the refs need, like, a lane to, like, run up and down the sidelines.
They were just walking around them.
Yeah.
And no. I don't know why.
Becca, this is where you call me. Because then I just happened to go on the field and accidentally continue to run off the field.
They got ran into and they just like kept complaining.
Doing drop kicks
and I'm like, if you're going to complain, move your chair to the end zone. Basically. Like where you're not going to get hit, where there's a whole wide open field.
People are so
like
tired.
Area, grass area where you can sit. Not
say,
right on the white line. If you're going to be on the sideline, please stand. Don't sit in a chair. That's right on
like
the freaking line. No, I think it was
like
a girlfriend or something. I have no
girlfriend.
Idea who it was. But she is my loser of the week.
Cutter.
That's fair.
Like,
whoever's
I was
girlfriend
mad.
That is Cutter.
It's just, you know, I don't think we have an official rule on where people can sit or anything like that. And if you remember, I mean, we used to always have people in between fields. That wasn't a surprising thing at all.
Hence my concussion from Paul.
Exactly. Now, it's one thing if, like, you're doing the thing that, like, we all do and we're holding our bucket, we're standing there, we're turning around.
That's
watching,
one thing,
like,
and you
games.
Can move
like,
around.
I remember Lenny used to sit in the middle of the four fields just so he can, like, constantly rotate and see what's going on and, you know, comment on things or whatever. But putting chairs and stuff in there is always dangerous. Like bags and stuff like that.
Baby strollers.
That too.
With the babies in them.
That's not the best, right?
That's so not smart.
That drives me nuts every time.
I feel like we have less space in between the fields now than we had in the past. Mm-hmm. That's just the way they're shaped this time around. And I remember when the COVID season happened, like we got rid of anybody being on the sidelines. It had to be off to the end zones. And I don't think that's still the official rule, so nobody's wrong there. In terms of safety things, maybe it should be like a keep all your bags and your chairs, at least if you're going to do that,
sure,
keep off the sides. You're going to stand and like you can move, that's fine. Because we see it all the time where somebody's running off the field and go, heads up, and everybody kind of steps out of the way or slows somebody down, and that's fine. But
well, even the players themselves, if we're running off and we hit a chair.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
I don't really care about the people who are sitting there being correct stupid, but I care about like myself.
I just be ignorant. If I'm not reffing and people sitting there, it's like, you going to move back or you going to get hit? I'm telling you, I give you the choice. You going to move back or get hit, or I'll move your chair myself.
To be clear, I'm not worried about, I wasn't worried about like them. I mean, I guess I'm worried about like babies or something, whatever, fine. But I more mean like people who are coming across at 90 miles per hour trying to make a play at the sideline, and they dive, and all of a sudden they're hitting somebody's chair, so... Yeah. Maybe just officially outlawed, if that's what you want to do.
It wasn't even
just
like
chairs and bags.
Away,
something you can't
no,
trip
I, over. No, I don't like a rule line for these like, things because this is where I believe evolution
sense,
takes
yeah,
place.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like if they get run over, they get run over.
That's
but I worry more about the players.
But it's
not so
about
yeah, them.
You're
it's
right
about
it
the player.
More
it's more about player
players
safety than spectator safety. So
yeah,
it's just one of those things. Whatever, we'll figure it out.
Just make it a bigger priority next season.
And if you're in the way from people playing in the playoffs, just get the fuck out of the way.
I didn't see a problem with it until this week. Like,
well, there hasn't been that much. Like I said,
no,
more people watching,
she literally
more people
just sat right on the freaking line. Like her chair, like her foot was overhanging over the line when she was sitting in her chair, and I'm like, are
that's
you
the quickest
stupid
way to get spiked and be
like,
really upset.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Choices.
Yep.
We've seen it happen. All right, that sucks. Jeff, what do you got?
Joe, you could probably guess what mine is going to be. Just the whole emergency sub situation. It's a headache every week. It's especially a headache for playoffs. You know, if you don't show up, if you don't follow the proper procedures to get subs throughout the week, you tell me at the last second, like, hey, I need a player. You know, we're obviously very busy on game day. We're running around. We're doing a million things. I did send an email to the captains this week. So Travis and I are the people that, like, approve those types of requests, ultimately, if there's an emergency thing on the day of. He and I both hope to be playing from, like, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock straight.
Right,
so we're not going to be around. So if you try to interrupt us on the sideline next week, you know, to say, hey, you know, my players aren't showing up. I need you to help me out. I need you to, like, approve some sub for me. We're
good
probably
luck
just going to tell you to play shorthanded.
Yeah,
so please point just make sure you have enough people to field a team this week because you can't count on us to, you know, scramble around last minute to search for these people for you.
Right. It absolutely sucks. And, I mean, it kind of just to lead into mine because, like, mine's Nick Hawes for not showing up for
sure
being our quarterback and saying you're going to be there, you're going to be there, you're going to be there, and then just not answering phone calls or texts. And then later on it's, oh, my dog got out and I was chasing him down and I lost my phone while I was doing that. And maybe that's what happened and that sucks, but it should be like a half-assed priority to be like, guys, this is a thing right now while I'm chasing my dog down. Just let us know. Because like I called a bunch of times and like, I'm not saying it like, fuck, it's over. We were in a bad spot anyway. And then with Nick's injury and everything, it was a whole thing. But yeah, missing out is just like the worst. So to anybody who just like bails day of, like, can't do that because of all the reasons Jeff just said. It's not like we're just going to be like, oh, yeah, we feel bad for you guys. You know who I feel bad for? The other team who's there to play and wants to be like, yeah, we have our 10 people here. We're hoping to kind of just play a good competitive football game. Will they kind of be okay with the win because it's the playoffs? Yeah, probably, but that doesn't make it okay. Like, just get your shit together. It's not that hard. Now, I understand. Things happen. Emergencies
sure
do. Things do happen. What are you going to do? But, like, I don't know, make sure you have more than just the bare minimum there so it doesn't thoroughly affect you, you know? That's basically what it comes down to. It's just common sense. Craziest little thing. That's all I got for that. B, final thoughts. You can give me whatever you want. You know the drill, man.
Final thoughts. I love this league.
Yeah?
I have most fun every time. I hate when we don't play because I'd be so bored on Saturdays at home. I hate when the league not doing. I'd be like, what am I going to do Saturday morning? Nothing. Sit here and watch cartoons with my daughters for a couple hours. I don't do nothing.
That sounds awesome.
Being a parent.
Being a parent. Yeah, that's all it is. But this league, I love this league. Plain and simple.
That's all I need.
I have to piggyback on that, obviously.
Domingo, right ahead.
Since I've been here for 25 years, I hate it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She's got nothing else going on. She hates cartoons even
more.
She
teaches my children how to swear.
It's just the worst. Why do I come back every season? And the funny thing is, too, is every season I'm like, I think this is like my last season. This will be my last year.
Right.
And then I end up playing for five games instead of three, you know. And it's, but it's, I just have to say it's another family. I don't feel guilty missing time with my family because it's 16 Saturdays a year to spend a couple extra hours with your second family. So I feel like if you don't feel that way in this league, there's other places to go. But
right. So I tell my wife every Saturday, I'm gonna be home until about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Don't call if you call, maybe yeah. if I'm not drunk.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just come here and have a good time.
Yep.
No screaming at everybody. It just, it's not fun then. Great. And then you're the assholes in the league. And who wants to be that? I held that title for 6 years.
Say that like we took it away.
Sorry, though. I feel like I've lost it.
There's just better ones. Like everybody's improving. But that doesn't mean you'd be not one. Again, no. I guess now you're just spirited and full of fire. Never mind.
Be on a list of assholes somewhere. Maybe I'd be number 9. That,
maybe
or
that's
10.
The one you should be taking.
You still, still top 5. Doesn't matter.
Becca, this essentially ends the season for you. So why don't you talk about it?
Oh, I was gonna talk about that.
I'm just kidding. Whatever your final thought is.
I was gonna say that I believe in karma. And that if you are on the field and you are purposely doing something to piss somebody off, or you are purposely being mean or negative or anything, it's going to come back to you. I saw a lot of shoulders. I saw a lot of purpose, like aggressiveness or swearing at people or just being straight nasty.
Was it just Andrew or other people too?
I had some guy knock into me and I was like, hey, like I was just standing here and didn't even have the ball. And then the other girl on the other team, she said some words and I ignored it. And then someone ran into her and I was like, dude, like you can't complain. You know, you can't dish it out and then not get it served back to you. So if you're going to be mean and aggressive, just know that it's going to come around to you sometime and try to be nice.
That sounds like, very threatening right now.
I know.
You're a dick. I'm a bunch. You're going to catch this elbow.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying if you're going to throw something out there into the universe, just know it's going to come back to you in some way.
I feel like what you're saying too is there are people who play a little bit more aggressive than 100%. Others, and
we're okay. Oh, it's on purpose,
and it's okay.
And then,
like
as soon
long
as you do
you
it,
can
back,
take it back, yeah,
they complain. I'm like, I didn't even touch you, and you're complaining, but you knocked me to the ground.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard.
Like
too,
I don't want to deal
on top
with that.
Of it, so everybody's all fired up, and there's always times where it's like. People in the playoffs, they definitely make sure to, like, get your tags in, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. Like, perfect example, on the first play of our game, or the first touchdown where Ricky got the pick, Nate 100% could have tagged him, but he wasn't trying to go too hard. And because he did like this, he ends up missing. Whereas if he's just going aggressive and just slaps him out of bounds and throws him out of bounds into a group of people, it's a tag, no problem. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I had to tell like Nate, unfortunately, right now, because the playoffs, you have to do that. Like, it's just the way it has to be right now because... they're going to miss shit. Refs aren't perfect. We went over that already, et cetera, et cetera. So.
No, but I saw a lot more happen, not even just with me, but like with other girls that were just standing there or that were running out. And they got knocked to the ground because they were just standing there. And some guy just tumbled over them. Even another girl tumbled over another girl. And
I can't think anybody's like, targeting women like that, but I know what you're saying.
No, I just saw it a lot. Yeah. And I'm saying if you're going to throw it out there, it's coming back to you. So
or maybe get off the line.
So basically what we've learned, Jeff, is that next week when a hooded figure comes out of the field and starts throwing crowbars, that's Rhode Island.
I
love it.
I want to watch Becca attack with a crowbar. Love and war.
Becca's so hateful. I don't want to follow up her hateful final thoughts, but back to like nice words about people.
Right.
No, my final thought is just we had a lot of teams obviously get eliminated this week. I do hope they come back next week just to hang out at the bar, at the fields, watch the games. Championship week is going to be awesome. It's even more awesome if all these people that are no longer playing show up to be part of it.
Yes, it's always a big part because that happens.
Feels... If anything, just show up just to heckle, boo on the side.
Absolutely.
That's well,
I mean,
Becca's going to take you out then. Are you not listening?
Yeah. I'm coming. I don't actually have a wedding this weekend.
I'm here to kill.
Setting up camp and field.
It's
going to
be like Clue. Steph was found in the parking lot at 8:45.
With a bloody knee.
It's Becca with the crowbar at the Rose Garden. But yeah, that's crazy. My final thought is, I guess, touches on that. Yeah, if you don't have a game, I'm sorry. That sucks. That's the worst part. I know the season being over is terrible. I think we all have games next week, so that's pretty sweet. Ha, we're all better than you. But seriously, jokes aside, it is fun to come to the field when you don't have a game. You just, like, hang out and you just drink with people. Like you said, heckling is, like, that's always been, that's part of the fabric, honestly, for the longest time, was just talking shit to each other while we were doing that. And because that's kind of how it used to be, like, when I started. You know, it was like, get your bucket, but don't really stay at the bar right away. Go watch the other games and talk shit. And that's kind of where I was going with it, because, like, I was doing that more last week. As you can tell, like, actually, instead of just saying, oh, nobody watched any of these games, so let's move on. It was, hey, I saw this, I saw that.
That's why you need a field champion.
That's what you are. And you're not going to be here.
You're in Rhode Island.
But yeah, so like even like I was watching games with Maverick Mike because again he's fantastic. He just comes running up to me like he walks like, hey, you're here still. Oh man, this is awesome. I don't think I've ever seen you like on the side right lines watching a game with me. This is great. I'm like, man, you're the coolest person that we have.
So cool.
He's my favorite new. Again, we'll get him to write something. I think he'll actually do it and it'll be spectacular. But yeah, that's just it. Just show up, grab a bucket, hang out with your friends, and, like watch your other friends play football. It's not like they're just not your friends. You don't have football anymore. I mean, Dorian touched on it. It's the whole family aspect. So like that's what it is. And unfortunately, Saturday is our last day for what? Pretty well until the wine term, which is August 5th.
So August 5th.
We're gonna have off like July, and then August 5th, and then a week off, and then it's football again.
Correct.
Which is crazy, and it'd be nice to have you know a slight week off, not having to you know. Wrangle up podcast guests and do all this stuff. You don't get any time off because you just have to go be a dad then, so that sucks for you. But enjoy.
It's going to be wonderful.
Magical.
So that's it. Just shout out to that. The only other thing I want to do was, and this isn't, you might have differing opinions here right now, but shout out to Jordan because like he's been shit on a little bit by some of our guests or whatever, although Mike talked to him all the time. I realized I hadn't had Jordan ref for me this year. Like, we realized it as we were doing the Bullet Club coin flip thing or whatever. And, or the, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. And it's like, I was like, hey, you haven't done it. And I was like, he's on a lot. Like, I know he overturned calls, whatever you want to say, but he's like really, I just happened to be by the fields. He was always refereeing. He was always in the right spot, always making the right calls. Like, he did a great job. And then he was our ref for Pitterade too, and did the same thing, which is running up down the fields, making sure he's making the right calls, all that other stuff. So
to be fair, we did not shit on Jordan. We shit on his calls. And that is a big difference.
Oh yeah, I didn't mean
yeah, you Jordan today specifically. Like when Frank was here, he gives him crap, all this other stuff.
I slightly shit on if you are gonna make that call that the other team wouldn't say, like, oh, they're just joshing each other, don't worry about it.
Yeah, again, so, I didn't see it, so I can't comment on it because like I don't know what to tell you on that scenario, but I didn't see it, so
But I will agree with you that Jordan's a good ref, and that he's on it, he's
a great job
paying attention. Jay and him are.
He's
like
one of the
refs
that I would say could just do it by themselves.
Oh yeah, you know? Jay's like that too.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. So we have a handful of the really really good ones, and I think he's on that list. So I just wanted to give him a little of a shout out.
I don't depend on me.
He's doing his best.
I try my best. I lock in the playoffs when I ref too. That's what I do.
My favorite
is
when B goes. Oh, screaming, I missed something.
Yep, it's me.
All right, that's it. We got here. It's been an hour and 20 minutes. B, Dorian, thank you again for coming in. You at least get one a season, and I really appreciate that. Becca, you actually showed up to work. Great. You won't show up next week. We got it. Jeff, yeah, you do everything. We get it.
I'll show up.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for playing. Good luck to everybody who's gunning for a championship. I think the general theme here was don't be a dickhead out there, so don't do it. If you get kicked out of a game, you're going to be real mad, big mad next weekend.
Big mad.
Congratulations, everybody, on your wins, and Becca, you're a loser for not being here. See you guys later. Bye. Yeah. Bye.
Off of a cliff in Scotland, a child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them.
reach for the bus. A number one dad, trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls, such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.